Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. It is Thursday. Man.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, welcome, Derek. I've missed you guys.
Yeah. It's been a little while. I see you were out having some fun in the sun.
Yep, I got a tan. Happy day.
Nice, nice, nice.
Woohoo!
So,
not as tan as you.
Not as tan as me, but just as beautiful, though.
Right?
Yeah. This is beautiful.
This is all of our skin is beautiful.
Yeah. I've got that rich cocoa thing going.
When I was a kid, I used to want to get a tan really dark like yours because my cousins, they were biracial. And it was just like, that's what I grew up with. And I always be like, how come I'm not tan like them, you know?
And then when you look at your bank account, you're like, thank God I'm not.
No, my one cousin, he's a professor at a university in Long Island.
Nice.
He's very upsetting.
Oh,
so nice. I don't think those
you
don't
have the credit issues.
No,
not true.
It's not always true. No, those stereotypes are not. It's just like, I just want to be all pretty black skin like everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got that.
Yeah.
Fair skin is still cool.
It is. It is cool, too.
Fair skin.
I learned that to love myself anyway, even if I didn't look like all my relatives.
That's right. Self-love is important.
Exactly.
Self-love.
Yeah, you know, I love those pictures that people sometimes post, and they'll be, like, real pale. Like, I've got some cousins who are really pale,
mm-hmm.
all the way to, like, my colors, like, medium, and then a little darker, and then maybe, you know, Asian, and then, like, all these different colors, all the way to, you know, really dark. I'm just like a human rainbow, they call it. Those pictures that show the human rainbow. It's just like everybody's hands and arms next to each other. It's like a human rainbow. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
Love that.
You know, when you think about the whole human race as a whole and not being divided like they try to divide us, it's a very beautiful spectrum.
It absolutely is.
Right?
It absolutely is.
Eliminate the hate, people.
Yeah,
love.
Love everybody. You know, love, you know, I sent some, you know, some extra special love to all of, you know, my gay, LGBT relatives, friends, people out there, because that was pretty sad this weekend.
Yeah. You know, and it's so unnecessary that, you know, such violence has to occur, you know, people having a good time, being jovial and loving each other, yet, you know, they have to worry that there's someone who doesn't quite understand their way of life and they have to have such a terrible fate.
It's awful. It's really awful. And then, you know, the thing is, as it turns out, did you hear, like, a little bit more of the story? I mean, all the time there's little pieces of story that he was a regular at that club, the gunman. And that he may have been gay himself. And, you know, but he grew up with this idea that that's not okay.
Right.
And so there could be a lot deeper stuff. Like, he really had a lot of self-hate for himself. And then maybe it carried over to others and just exploded maybe and didn't know what to do or how to handle himself. And so, you know, the fact that our world is so diverse and in a negative way sometimes that we don't like each other when they're different.
Right.
It's causing people to not even be able to, you know, handle themselves. I mean, you know, a lot of people are saying, like, in those clubs, people felt comfortable because they couldn't be themselves anywhere else.
Right.
And here's a person who, you know, had that space for himself but didn't even know how to reconcile that with his real life and the idea that life experience wasn't, he wasn't supposed to be in that life experience when really maybe he was. So we're just, you know, we live in this world where we're just, like, so much separation and hate that people don't even know how to handle it.
And traditionally, men from the Middle East are supposed to be heterosexual and very strong and domineering. But then when you come into the Western world where we are all about love and anything else that you can do here, sometimes it can be overwhelming. And if you have family back home, and you try to live this Western lifestyle, it can be a truly conflict of interest.
Yeah.
So, you know, our hats and our heads, you know, and our hearts bow down to the victims in Orlando. And anyone who has a family member or someone there, we really want to send our condolences because, you know, it was just unfair. We don't want to use hard, like, savagery, but we know it was an act that was very distasteful,
mm-hmm.
you know. So our hearts go out to his family as well, because I'm sure that they are just as perplexed as the rest of the world is.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've got to catch up with some news. And then a little later in the broadcast today, we're going to speak with Patty. And Patty's going to share with us some information about her life and how there was a case of mistaken identity, or, you know, some things that have gone on that took a twist. And so we're going to bring some news to you about the other side of sex. Normally, Tina and I talk quite joyfully about sex, but again, this show is informative.
And yes, we're always informative.
Yes, it's meant to make you reflect and think on life. So we'll bring Patty in just a little bit, and we will share that with you. So in the meantime, though, let's catch up.
Oh,
it's been, what, a week?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I know, 2 weeks.
Wow, two
amazing.
Weeks since I've seen you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and
yes, yes.
Has life been good for you?
Oh, fabulous. It's been very fabulous. And, you know, I was at the beach last week, and we did a live show from the beach. I had a little special guest,
okay.
A lesbian guest. But,
really?
Yes,
okay.
We were checking out. She was checking out the women. I was checking out the men.
It worked out.
The beach. Yeah, well, you're just looking for everybody. Yeah, we were having a few drinks, so I don't really remember what we talked about.
Is this the
we
young
were
woman
at the...
in the picture on our Facebook
yes.
page?
Yes.
And she is lovely. What's her name?
Stacy. Yeah.
Nice.
So we had a fun time.
Out.
Yeah, we were having a few drinks.
Okay, I see that.
And we were on the pier right on the ocean, so we were just like having a good time, goofing off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
nice. She looks like a very interesting woman.
She is interesting.
Has she always enjoyed the fruits of the female?
Well, you know, I can't share everybody's story, but I mean, I will say she has always been a lesbian, but you know, like many people, you may, you know, do other things in between. So she was married and has children.
Okay.
I raised 5 children, all really awesome kids,
yeah.
And they're all grown and everything now, and, you know, so she's really able to just key in and be herself maybe for the first time in a
right.
long time, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, it's not my story to tell, but she's pretty fun.
Well, I can't
yeah.
wait to talk to her again. She's
yeah,
awesome.
We'll definitely have her on.
Yeah.
Definitely have her on again because she's hilarious. And she and I, yeah, we're birthday twins. We have the same birthday.
Here. Really?
Yeah.
So two of you in the same space. How did
I
that work?
I know, right?
Was the world ready for you two together?
It never is. It never
is.
Never is. So what did you do the last? You weren't available last week to chat with us.
Wow.
What have you been doing?
So it's my intention, as you know, and maybe some of the listeners know, to help humanity in any way that I can.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the last week and a half and became a peer recovery mentor.
Nice.
So now I can help individuals legally
mm-hmm.
that suffer from addiction issues and problems, as well as mental health trauma. So, you know, it really makes me feel good to get through the course. And I see life and people in a different perspective than I previously did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we all struggle with something.
Yeah.
Right. No one's perfect, but at the same time, it's very hard for me now after the class to be judgmental about people because of their stories
mm-hmm.
and the things that may have put them on a particular pathway.
Sure.
Right. So my job now is to make sure that I'm full of acceptance and love and coach them back to
yeah.
some stabilization.
Nice. Have you done the 40-day love test yet with me?
I have not.
Oh,
I know.
Because you'll need to be less judgmental after that. It'll really help strengthen that piece of being able to really accept people totally. You know, it's even right now. We see all kinds of fighting online, especially you see everybody with their opinion on this and that, and. You can also be in a space where you're just like There's no judgment on that. Like, I don't care if someone supports Trump.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I don't. But I'm not going to hate them. I'm not going to say, you know, like some people are like, if you support that person, then you cannot be friends with me. Well, if you support them, you can't be friends with them. Like, what is wrong with people? I mean,
yeah.
We really have to come to a place where everybody's got their story. Everybody's got their experience that might connect them to who they are voting for, who they support. And they may not believe everything that that person says, but
right.
you only have, like, people believe they only have two choices. I believe they have infinite choices, and I did not vote Republican or Democrat in the last election. I actually voted for Jill Stein, the Green Party.
Who?
I know, right?
I have to go back to my, like, what?
There are other options, but until we create an environment that people believe they have another voice, then they only believe they have two options and they have to pick one.
Right.
So when people feel that and they're only picking one, that doesn't mean that they 100% follow or believe everything that person says, but they feel that that person more, whatever, it might be a strong point. It could be one specific point, you know, and they really connect with that person on that level.
Right.
And so they can't even comprehend someone could feel something different because they feel so strongly about a couple of things. And none of the candidates are 100% one way or the other. And everything that they say is trying to get elected isn't necessarily what they're going to do when they are elected. So people have to keep that in mind, too. And, you know, there's a lot of judgment out there.
There is.
A lot of judgment
on
a lot of different things.
Like you mentioned a very good point in terms of, you know, individuals who create conflict. You know, you cannot believe everything that any human says. You know, I believe as a spiritual person, it's really hard to believe a lot of people when they want to push their agendas on you anyway.
Right.
But what do you do? I think as also as an American, you know, we have a responsibility and an obligation to at least try to put someone who we feel in office that is competent.
And then you got to go with the idea that maybe the people's voice doesn't make, you know, it doesn't really work the way we think it should either,
right?
And we've definitely seen some things like that happening this year.
Understood.
So it's kind of crazy. So you got to just do the best you can. I think that's what we're all doing, right?
So we're not putting you to sleep with politics. We're going to talk about we're going to have Patty come on and talk to us a little bit in about 5 minutes. And so for the next 5 minutes, we need to enlighten people on some sexual news. Has there been any sex news going on with you lately?
With me?
Anything
with me?
Well, you know, with your colorful past, I just have to double check. Anything new and exciting around sex that you've seen?
You know, I've been so busy just chilling at the beach. Then I really just didn't think about weird sex in the news.
What?
I know.
Weird sex. Did you not think about sex?
I didn't even think about sex in the news.
What?
I didn't even think about sex, really. I know, right? What's up with that?
So, I did. As a matter of fact, I had great sex before I came to the radio show. And, you know, sometimes all the great things about sex that happen to you, you don't even realize, you know, like, I guess it's the endorphins, right? It's all these things that happen. And so,
totally.
You know, it was really, really good. And so I have found something in the news that.
Oh, tell us.
Yeah, no.
Tell us.
So. This is dealing with some of the cultures overseas, not necessarily American, but here's a little list of some things that are going on here. So now, please forgive me if I butcher any of these names.
Uh-huh.
No offense. Boys and girls of the Sambian tribe have to drink semen. The Sambian tribe of New Guinea have a tradition of separating their boys from the girls at the age of 7 for 10 years. During this period, they undergo piercings, nosebleeds, and have to drink the semen of the tribe's mightiest warrior.
Wow.
Can you send me to America, please? Number two, girls of the Trobriander tribe engage in sexual acts from age 6. Can you believe that?
Wow.
We're not even going to read that, so no one's going to go there.
Well, you know, every culture is different.
Every culture is different.
And when you think about it, like you think about even when you're a little kid, you know, sometimes there's playing house, there's acting out things you might see from adults, acting out things you might see on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I was as young as 6. I was probably a little bit older than that, maybe more like 10 or something, where we'd play house and somebody might get spanked on the bare butt. Or people might like do things. So even though sometimes it may not have been specifically thought of in that sexual way, you know, sometimes there's little things happening. It just starts to have the curiosity. Did you really? I never played doctor.
Yeah.
I played house.
Oh, we got right to it, huh?
We did play house. So, and there were spankings. And, you know.
Right.
So there's stuff like that going on. So definitely, you know, stuff like that goes on and happens. And
all right, let's get to this. Number 3, in Mangia, older women have to have sex with young boys.
Wow.
In Mangia, an island in the South Pacific Ocean, boys around the age of 13 have sex with older women to teach them the intricacies of the act and how to best please their partners.
Whoa. Now, those might be some nice male lovers there.
By the time they get older.
Because I will tell you, one particular, well, I've heard this from more than one man, but one man in particular who is a friend of mine, he learned from an older woman. Now, he wasn't a little kid.
Right.
You know, he was a semi-adult, you know, young man, young adult, but learned from an older woman about pleasing a woman. So when he goes into the sexual experience, his focus is on the woman.
Really?
Which is really where it should be, I'm just saying.
Yeah, well.
So he learns that, and so he finds, you know, pleasure in that pleasuring of a woman, not necessarily, you know, having an orgasm from it, but very much enjoys it. And then it's kind of his turn, but he may spend hours pleasing his woman. But I will say he's pretty good at that too. And before, you know, he's not like, oh my God, I have to do it, right?
Here's one that I like. Public masturbation ceremonies were held in ancient Egypt.
Whoa.
Ancient Egypt was with masturbation. They believed the ebb and flow of the Nile was caused by their god of creation's ejaculation.
Sorry.
Oh my God, did you just laugh?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm not a judgment laugh.
I'm just laughing because it's just so funny.
That's awesome, right?
It's like great. It's like a fun, like woohoo laugh, not like oh my God, you're crazy laugh. Like woohoo laugh.
Thus, the wood ritually masturbate into the Nile to ensure a wealth of water for crops.
I mean, sorry. Oh my God, that's how the Immaculate Conception happened. Okay, Mary was swimming in this river, right?
Right.
Like, oh my God, there's sperm running all over the rivers. Like, no wonder that women could get pregnant and they're still a virgin. I mean, like, come on, you got sperm swimming all over the place. Like,
wow, that is interesting. I wonder, do they celebrate this? During the Egyptian festival of the god Men, who represented the pharaoh's sexual power, men regularly masturbated in public. I thought it was women masturbating.
With men are masturbating, you can often see the end result. Most often you can see the end result. So if it was a woman, they wouldn't necessarily see that end result. So I guess they need to.
Right.
And it's the power of the semen.
It's the power of the semen.
Can you believe that? It's like, oh my God, that would be a great t-shirt.
I need that t-shirt.
Wow. So we better get to bringing our special guest on.
Let's set up the conversation right now. So
yeah,
we're going to bring on Patty. And we're going to talk about some serious news. So listen up, folks. Tina, keep the people in a train.
We're going to have a little serious conversation. And we hear about this stuff in the news all the time. And sometimes we believe it and sometimes we don't. But there's always a story. You know, we just had that situation in California with, the young man who was taking advantage, raping a young woman unconscious. And it was very clear that he was guilty, extremely clear, because two young men happened to come upon it. They saw the unconscious woman being abused, and they stopped it. So it's very clear that he was guilty of that act. But a lot of times, things aren't so clear. And we live in a society, too, where, you know, sometimes people do falsely accuse someone for whatever reason. Sometimes evidence leads and misleads people in a direction that is not maybe accurate. So sometimes there can be things that happen that aren't necessarily what really happened. And all the time it's not totally clear. I know from my own experience, in my own personal life, of people who have been accused of sexual abuse. Sometimes they were not guilty. Sometimes they were. One case that I know of, the person really wasn't, and it never even went to court because it just was totally unfounded. And so they're just like, this is crazy. What is this even here for or talking about? And they dropped it. But sometimes things happen and it affects everybody. It affects the whole family.
Right.
So Derek, why don't you introduce our guest and then, you know, we'll talk about how that affects the family and what might happen when sometimes people are accused and or convicted of crimes that they may not be guilty of and how that affects them and their family.
Well, I'm going to have Patricia introduce herself because I believe the way that a person introduces themselves really lends credence to their story and the impact that they can make on others. So, Patricia, please state your name for the listeners.
Hello. My name is Patricia Ann Zavoda.
Okay.
And I was born and raised in Flint, so I am one of the Flintstoners.
One of the Flintstoners, yeah. Woo!
I couldn't think of a better first radio interview.
Well, you know.
Because it is. I mean that. Because,
we're in demand.
Yes.
Let's talk with Derek and Tina.
It's all part of life.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is.
The plants, every living being, if you see it or not, do some form of connecting. And we call it sex.
Right.
I have nothing against it at all. I think it's wonderful. And that fits the subject, what's going on with, it's my son. Derek thought maybe I should mention, but my son is Wayne Earl, and his last name is Zavoda. And he is convicted I'm getting a little nervous because now I'm speaking it on the radio, but we have been in the news when it happened, and he has been in the newspaper before. So
wrongly accused for a sexual crime, which won't state on the air.
You're not
we won't.
Well, we probably don't want to state too much because Derek was saying that you guys are still in that legal process.
No, I'm not.
Or
that's Derek.
Trying
no.
to.
Okay.
We just wouldn't want to affect anything if you're trying to, like, have an appeal or anything like that that would, you know, spark any problems for you in that regard.
I thank you, Derek, for being very protective. I'm not in no legal as that. I'm in search of finding help to get him out.
Mm.
So, thank you, Derek, for being protective about that. It's much better than, I guess, anyway, being cautious. It's been June the 20th, it'll be 18 years. I count the day he was arrested. And he was accused of, it's not a secret in my life. Mm-hmm. He was accused of murdering his 3-year-old daughter, and then they said he sexually and physically abused her. Now, in this process, we did win the appeal on abuse, but I don't think it's been erased. And it was right here in Flint, Michigan. And actually, my granddaughter on the prosecutor side did state and prove that he did not touch her. And I do have the autopsy. I have.
So this brings us to the meat of the question here, Patricia. What has life been like with this false accusation of your son? You know, we really want our listeners to understand that what life is like when someone is taken away from you falsely.
Well, it's horrible. Number one, it's anybody who gets connected with our American justice is horrendous. And now since she was three. And another sad thing with this, he had a son, 11-month-old, and that was taken away. I kept thinking if I had more money, my son had no money and I had a paycheck. And I knew it would be at least $10 million. I know it would cost. But I was told many, many times over down there in the court around that I would never get my grandson anyway, but I didn't. My grandson was taken away too.
Where's your grandson at?
I have no idea. He was adopted out. Okay. My son never gave up his adoption on it, so I believe he's out of state. He is now 18. But as I've followed many stories through newspapers, reading on books, interviewing, and I have personal friends I have got that have this particular conviction, and it makes it real rough. A lot of the children don't come back, even if. But for me, it's been. I just knew when it happened that I'm on a roller coaster and have no idea how it's going to act. Of course.
Speaking of this roller coaster, you know, can you tell us how many hours or to the extent in which you've been trying to fight for Wayne's release? Could you put it in any type of hour group?
No, I would say I live with it 24/7. And at this point where I'm at with it, I can tell you today he did not do it. And it's just 24/7. It's always on my mind. Of course, it gets old because life goes on with everybody. And it's just horrendous.
So if any of our listeners are out there and if you have any ideas on things that Patricia could do to reach out or to, you know, make some progress in getting Wayne released, you know, please email us or connect with us on our Facebook page, because as you've been hearing her testimony, it's something that's actually quite gut-wrenching and painful. As you say, 24 hours a day you live with this, right?
Yes, and so does everybody else who's caught in the court system. And thank you, Derek, for saying that, but what I'm really looking for, and I appreciate anybody, if nothing else, give prayer. Because this affects not just me, not anybody who's concerned, it affects all of us, because we're all one. And I'm looking for people who's willing to step up and work with me, even if it's only maybe whatever they have to offer. Thank you. And thank you. Thank you, Derek.
You're welcome. Tina.
And thank you, Tina.
Let's talk with Derek. And so, you know, we are quite honored to have you on the show, Patricia. You know, I know it's a very difficult subject, and I know there's a lot of answers that are left unanswered or questions left unanswered.
Yeah, And it's really, I think, important to realize, too, that it does affect so many people. You're right. It affects everybody when those things happen. I mean, I just had some conversations this last week around a situation in my own family where someone was killed many, many years ago. And, you know, I don't think it ever really ends when you're on either side of the situation. I have a cousin who's on death row right now, and that came up in another conversation at a different family event. So there's, like, when you have these kinds of things happen on both sides, it's very heart-wrenching, you know, and in my own family, there have been people falsely accused, and in my own family, people have been guilty of things, and we all are affected by it, because the legal system, you're right, when you're in the legal system, you have no control, none, and anything can happen, Money is a huge issue. The more money you have, the better result you're going to have.
Yeah.
It's 100% accurate. And just like what we're seeing in the news with that young man who raped that unconscious woman, getting a couple of months in jail.
Right, 6 months.
And he's not even going to serve that.
Right.
Because he's rich. It's ridiculous. It's horrible. And then someone who's poor, you have no chance. You just have no chance. You're going to get the harshest sentence and with no chance of anything. It's very challenging. So thank you for bringing that to light and reminding people of that. Like, it's very easy to judge, but you can't. You can't judge because we never know. And we should all want the right to have the best ability to prove ourselves guilty or innocent, prove our situation. And we're not. It's not equal in any way. And it should be. It definitely should be. It shouldn't be that your son can't get justice because he's poor. And it shouldn't be that that guy gets off because he's rich. That shouldn't happen.
No.
You know?
Absolutely. So this is a very rare episode of Sex Talk with Derek and Tina, but we did feel that it was imperative to get the word out. And again, if you're going through similar situations, please keep your head up. Please keep pressing forward.
Yeah.
We know that the law may not be on your side unless you have money in your pocket. But in the words of Patsy Savoda, she said that she wanted prayers.
Mm.
Prayers really do supersede money and all the trauma that life can bring us. So from Derek and Tina and Sex Talk Radio, we thank you for listening. Good night and God bless. Is that Johnny Carson?
I don't know.
Who used to do that?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Good night.
Bye.